Evening, buyer's remorse. Buy a new car? I'll be moving in. Let's get started.
Sorry, I think there's been a mistake. I bought it from Carvana.
You what?
Yeah, great price. I even have 7 days to love it or return it.
So there's no...
No buyer's remorse. More like buyer's rejoice.
I guess I'll let myself out. Congratulations. I mean it.
Buyer's rejoice. Buy your car today on Carvana.
Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business. Like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
"We're really doing this."
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It's buying smart. Right now, your local Toyota dealer has great deals available on some of the most reliable trucks on the market, like the off-road ready Tacoma, rugged full-size Tundra, and the legendary 4Runner, each with the space, tech, and features to handle it all, from the worksite to the trails. It means driving for less, with efficient hybrid options available, extending your overall driving range, and delivering great MPGs, meaning bigger savings at the pump without sacrificing power. And it means trading for more. The Tacoma and Tundra are ranked #1 and #2 in resale value over all vehicles according to Kelley Blue Book, which can mean thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicles projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit KellyBlueBooksKBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Welcome back to the Pixie Dust Podcast. Annie Fry here with a new edition of this podcast. And this is an exciting one because this is with my friend Tony Colombo, co-worker with me at the radio station. And also among all of the things that we do together here at the radio station in my real job, we have a huge affection for Disney World. So we have this new episode that we're going to do now. It's going to be Main Street Cred with Tony and Annie. And Tony, you and I have a very similar newfound love for Disney World, but it's very deep.
Oh, yeah, it's very deep. It's very deep, and it's very entrenched in our families. My family is, I mean, Disney World is everything. And like you said, it's a fairly new love, just over the last couple of years, that the whole family has just fell in love with the vacations and the experience. And now it's all we ever talk about.
So you went, I think, did you go the spring before I went in 2018?
Yeah. Well, I
went in the summer.
Yeah. You're better at that than I am. It was a couple years ago.
Yeah. And you have three kids.
And it was the first time I'd been there since I was a kid.
Did you remember when you went as a kid?
Oh, yeah.
You did?
Oh, yeah.
How old were you?
That's a good question. Probably 12-ish, something like that.
I went once as a kid, and I think I was 5 or 6.
Yeah, no.
So what I remember, I think I also have photographs of. So I don't know if I remember the pictures or if I actually remember the event.
Yeah, no, I remember the trip, and it was great.
You loved it then?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So what we want to do on this series within the Pixie Dust podcast is Tony loves the extreme attention to detail that Walt Disney has instilled in the Walt Disney company. And he's going to talk to us about a lot of the cool things that you may miss your first time because it's so overwhelming to just dive right into what Walt Disney World is initially. But once you start paying attention to this, you realize that there is zero detail that's just been left to determine itself. Mm-hmm. Everything is so incredibly purposeful. So Tony is going to give us a look inside of some of those things, those little extras that you're going to be able to take in, most of them free of charge.
Yeah.
It's just the things that you can absorb while you're there. And then each time we upload this episode, I'll also give you a few headlines, new things taking place in Walt Disney World at the end of that. So you went in 2018. You took your two girls. You have a teenager, and I guess your middle would have been about 7 or so.
Yeah.
But you left the little one at home.
The first time, yeah.
And then I went in the summer, and I had a two-year-old, and you're like, we cannot wait to hear how the two-year-old fared. And I was like, the two-year-old had basically built-in air conditioning on the stroller, didn't have to walk anywhere, and was there to party.
Right.
That was our experience first off, and then you went back again, and you took the little one.
Yep.
You have another trip planned this year, so...
I don't think they're going to hear this before we reveal the news, so I think we can talk about
how
there's two...
I'm not going there.
Yeah, no, it's okay. It's safe. Yeah, there's... Yeah, we're going twice this year. We haven't been able to talk about that publicly because the kids don't know that there's two trips booked this year. They know there's one, but they don't know that there's two.
And the surprise is before the one that they know.
Correct.
So they're going sooner.
They're going around Christmas time and about a week, 10 days before Christmas. They know about that trip, but they don't know that we're going to actually also go at the end of August, beginning of September, and be there for my daughter's, my middle kid's 10th birthday.
Oh.
So, yeah.
When she becomes a real adult, according to Disney.
Yes. Yes. We're going to be standing on the beach at the Polynesian at midnight, because unfortunately that's the day that we check out. But it'll still be that last night there, the last night in the park. We'll be able to watch the fireworks and the pool and everything closes at midnight.
Isn't it already sad?
So were you? Yeah, it's already it's sad. Already to think about sad. Leaving home.
Yeah,
yeah, it's about already think. It's already sad about a trip that's months away
that kids so don't even know is happening.
That it's so close to being over. Yes, that's exactly right. But it's going to be amazing to be standing there on the beach at the Polynesian, looking at Cinderella's castle. And the clock turned midnight, and her be able to turn 10 years old at Disney World. She's going to just be, it's going to be.
You're going to film it, right?
Sappy.
When you tell him?
Yeah, it's good. Yeah,
you need to.
Yeah, I should. It's a good point. I should.
Do it.
We don't know what we're going to do. We don't know.
I want to see.
We're definitely going to use this trip to our advantage.
Milk it for every single penny that you are absolutely spending.
There's going to be some behavior stipulations on this trip. And we're going to do the whole fake, like, you know, we don't have to go. We'll cancel this trip. Yeah, right. We're not canceling the trip.
Maybe cancel it for the kids. Mom and dad are going.
Yeah,
it's happening for mom and dad.
It's a great point. Yeah.
So
it's going to be, we're going twice this year. We're really excited about it.
So your love for Disney World is new but deep, as I said. And when you went the first time, did you obsessively plan? Or did you kind of just... It's hard to know what... to consume.
My definition of obsessively planning is different than your definition of obsessively planning.
Do you have spreadsheets?
We obsessively planned for us, for sure. I am usually on vacations not a plan every minute person.
Go with the flow.
Because I like to make decisions on the fly and be spontaneous and that kind of stuff. Having some things scheduled on a normal trip is fine, but I don't like to have every moment booked. But at Disney World, you have to.
Yeah.
You have to have a plan.
I also think it's important to stress, too, that because I think that freaks people out who are like you, like non-planners, that you can change your plans at Disney World. Like, you could go, I don't want to go eat tonight. You can call ahead and see if they'll waive the cancellation fee, or you can change it the day before as long as you get in before 24 hours. You can change your fast passes. You can change the time of your reservation. Like, you can make those modifications ahead of time, but if you want to secure the things that you want to really be sure that you do, you have to plan.
Yep.
But it can be adaptable once you get there.
Yeah. And, you know, you have Erica on this podcast as well, and she is a travel agent. And I highly recommend, if you're not good at the planning or you don't know what to plan for because it's your first trip to Disney World.
Yeah, sometimes you don't even know the questions to ask.
Use someone like Erica. I suggest that you use Erica, but use somebody like Erica to help you make those plans because they know exactly how to do it.
If this is the first time you've tuned into the Pixie Dust podcast, every week we upload an episode where Erica and myself discuss, it's like Disney World Vacation 101, and we talk about even like the vocabulary around planning a trip to Disney World can be cumbersome if you don't know what things mean.
Right.
So we break all that stuff down to brass tacks, and we talk a little strategy, give some recommendations. But if you have any questions about it, Erica does this. This is one of her jobs that she does. It's erica@magicexpeditions.com, and it's erika@magicexpeditions.com. It costs you literally nothing extra to use her. It will not cost you a penny, and in fact, when Disney releases new deals, she will snatch them up for you and save you money. Have you ever had a message from you or from Erica? It was like, I saved you $200 or whatever.
Oh, she's worked miracles on our trips as far as
you challenged her with the surprise trip.
Yeah.
You said, get me under this number.
We weren't going to go on this second trip this year. And I mean, she made it so affordable that we literally couldn't say no.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
A 3-night stay and at a price under what you told her she had to beat, and she did it.
Significantly under.
So, again, erica@magicexpeditions.com. I use her, and I am an obsessive planner. I enjoy it. It's nerdy, but I do, and I still use her because she still gets, she learns of news before it is accessible to me because she gets up at 4 a.m.
Exactly.
She gets emails that tell her this is what's coming out, or she'll get tips and she'll be able to secure things before they're even accessible to me. So I kind of partner with her and we do it at the same time. But if you're somebody who does your hands off and you're like, just tell me where to go and what to do, she's all over the spectrum. She can help you.
Yep. Definitely.
So just give us in your first experience of being there in 2018, you went again this year already, right?
We were at the end of 2019.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's right. Yeah. 2019, you're going back a couple times this
2019,
year.
2019, twice in 2020.
So cool.
2021 will be booked immediately.
Yeah. It's about time to start booking that. What are some of the extra details that once, when you go into Disney World the first time, it's such a massive endeavor that when you start to really, when you've kind of like, you've got your sea legs about it a little bit, there's so much to take in. What are those Disney level details?
Yeah.
Just some off the top of your head that you love.
You mentioned a minute ago that Disney is, they just don't miss anything. You can go as deep into the Disney stories about every restaurant, every ride, there's stories, there's Disney canon attached to just about every little thing at Disney World, and there's tons and tons of hidden little extras that they don't even talk about. They don't even advertise that you either have to know about because you heard it on a podcast like this or watching some YouTube video, or somebody in your family who's been going for years tells you about these little secrets. And Disney, I mean, there's so much of it, and Disney doesn't even advertise it because they love you just stumbling on it and finding these little pieces of hidden Disney magic. And so for me, that's exactly the kind of stuff that I love. It's almost like, going on a little scavenger hunt or sometimes, finding these little hidden details and hidden secrets. So as the weeks go on this podcast, I will talk more in depth about individual ones, but just some like broad examples are things like there in the Magic Kingdom. There is the whole scene that they set in the Magic Kingdom on Main Street is its own community with its own residents, and it has a mayor and it has a fire chief, and it has just people that live there, and it has a singing teacher, a music teacher, and hidden on Main Street in one of the shops is an old-timey phone that you pick up the little earpiece and hold it to your ear and talk into the phone. And if you find this little phone and you pick it up and you listen, you can actually hear conversations between the residents of Main Street.
Did you hear it?
Talking.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
And nobody even knows that it's there. And the phone, if you do find it, it looks like it's just
a phone.
Decoration on the wall. It just looks like an old-timey phone, and it just sort of fits the room that it's in.
Mm-hmm.
And you would never even think to pick it up. It just looks like it's part of the motif.
And there's an active thing that people
Yeah,
will seek out when they know.
Yeah, there's another hidden little part on Main Street where if you go back into this alley that looks like just kind of a place that you could maybe just kind of sit down and collect yourself if you need a break. But if you actually go back and you listen, you could they pump the sound of the music teacher teaching a class, and you can hear her teaching the students and the students in the class practicing their scales. And it's just sound that's coming out of this one window that you wouldn't even know is there unless you just stumbled upon it or you knew about it from, you know, again, somebody telling you to go and check it out. And, you know, there's...
What about the smells?
Yeah, they pump. Yeah, they pump the smells into Main Street. They pump the smells into the different resorts. Like we always stay at the Polynesian. The Polynesian lobby has a very distinct smell, and it's wonderful.
Yeah, it
and
makes
it just triggers your.
We were.
It just triggers your mind.
On?
It just triggers like this happiness as soon as you smell it, like. You're here, you're at Disney World, we're at the Polynesian, we're on vacation, you know, and that smell just triggers that
feeling.
It'll
be outside of a bakery,
awesome.
And they'll pump like a baked cookie scent into, and it does...
And you think, oh, wow, because it's a confectionery, so you think...
Sensory.
Yeah, you think, oh, wow, that must be the smell of what they're baking in there. No, it's not. They're just pumping that smell out. To make you go in and buy the wonderful stuff.
Another thing they do on Main Street is the forced perspective.
Yeah.
Have you ever...
They do that.
That's
all
a big Disney
over
thing.
Disney.
The way they build up buildings, they build them to look taller than they actually are by shrinking the dimensions of things towards the top. So
yeah.
When you're standing there and it does look bigger than it really actually
is. Yes. Yeah, very intentionally. And they use a lot of that to hide things because sometimes you don't realize that... There's a whole other section of the park that's literally right on the other side of the building with that the atmosphere in that part of the park is totally different than the part that you're in, but they don't want you to be able to see that and realize it's so close and kind of lose the atmosphere and the environment that you're standing in that one place. So they use the way they with the limited space they have, they use the way that they build things and use the forced perspective to hide other things. So you always feel like wherever you're at in Disney World, you always feel like whatever section you're in, that environment that they're trying to create, the atmosphere that they're trying to create in that one area is not overlapping with the other area.
Yeah,
it's immersive. You, exactly.
I'm just Googling some interesting things about Main Street, and I think I knew this. But subconsciously, when you walk into Magic Kingdom and you're walking down Main Street, obviously most people walk on the right side of the road. When you walk in, all the food is on the right. When you walk out, all the souvenirs and shopping is also on the,
right.
So, because that's where you're going
naturally
and they
walking.
Can like flow people in and out and maximize the dollar spend, I'm sure, as well.
So
using that type of traffic.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things that people worry about Disney World and one of the negatives about Disney World is everything's expensive. This is, you know, this is what people always think or say, you know, everything's expensive and the lines are crazy. And Disney World is not a cheap vacation, but it doesn't have to be as expensive as you think if you use Erica. Or somebody like her,
and there's
to help with that stuff.
There's so many ways too that you can decide. You know, when we went the first time, my husband and I decided we wanted to go, and we said we wanted to do it right. Which means if we're going to spend X amount of dollars, we want to make sure that we're not spending X amount of dollars and going, well, I wish we would have done that, and I wish we would have done that. So for the first time, it was like we want to make this the best vacation. We decided to go, I think, you know, maybe 5 days instead of 6 days or 7 days so we could do it right for the 5 days we were there. But as I've gone back, I mean, you can get the dining plan or you can bring all your own food. You can bring it into the park. You can feed yourself from Walmart or an Amazon delivery or something to keep food costs down. You can buy your souvenirs before you go to the park and get them on Amazon or get them online and spend less money and give them to your kids in the hotel room. I mean, there are a lot of ways
no
to
doubt.
Save
and that's
make it
why,
affordable.
And that's why I really... like the little secret things that we'll talk about as this podcast goes on is in all these extra little pieces of Disney magic, because it's experiences that you can build into your trip that don't involve making purchases or standing in line.
Yeah.
Like when my daughter and I went looking for the phone and found it, it was like this fun adventure mm-hmm. with this really cool payoff.
And a good memory.
And a great memory. And it didn't cost anything. We didn't have to stand in line for anything. And there's things like that. There's restaurants that have secret areas and little cool activities or things that you can do that very few people know about. And again, Disney doesn't even advertise. You just have to kind of know that they're there or mm-hmm. find them. There's things hidden inside rides, things hidden in the lines of rides
yeah.
sometimes that you can that make that when you know something like that is there and you're trying to find it or whatever, it makes standing in line.
What about hidden Mickeys? Do you guys look for hidden
yeah,
Mickeys?
Yes.
Do you end up finding hidden Mickeys like when you get home in Florissant? Are you like, they did it again?
Hey, wait a minute, there's a Mickey.
Yeah, you're at the gas station.
Yeah,
and you
hidden
see something.
Mickeys. Yeah.
A hidden Mickey is something that is everywhere on Disney World property. And the architects or the Imagineers, as they're called, with Disney World will purposely place art or
likeness.
Anything.
Yeah, Mickey Mouse likenesses.
It's three circles.
Yes.
And if there are three circles that are configured in a way that look a little bit like two ears and a face, the chances of that being purposeful are very, very high.
Yes.
So you get to go all through Disney World. I know like in Haunted Mansion, there is a part where you go through the Haunted Mansion and there's this huge table setting where they've got people dancing around the table, whatever. But they have in one place.
They're not people, they're ghosts.
Oh, well, they were.
That's a good point.
Not any longer. They'll have plates in one section set in where it's like a dinner plate and two side plates. Purposely set on there to be like, oh, there's the hidden
yeah,
Mickey.
Yeah. And perfect like Mickey Mouse.
Yes.
The top of Splash Mountain.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, yeah. The top of right before you go down.
Mm-hmm.
The rock formation.
Oh, you know what? I think I've heard of that, but I don't know that I've ever actually seen it.
And it's not even, it's more than just the three circles. It's actually like a the side profile
yes.
of Mickey. So you see his
yeah.
nose and everything.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Trying to look it up?
Yeah. I see it. Yeah. There it is.
Yeah, that's so cool.
Well, I want to step aside from this right now, because each week that we do this, Tony is going to bring us more of these, you know, super detailed, cool things about Disney World to help
yeah,
you with
so
your...
I'm so excited to talk
it's therapy,
about these
isn't
things,
it?
Too. Yeah, yeah, and it's so cool to just be able to share these little secrets,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully somebody will hear this, and they'll go and do it, and then report back to us about how cool it was to know that these little things were there and all these different places that they went.
Yeah.
And it's not just in the Magic Kingdom or on Main Street. It's everywhere in Disney World. All the parks have their own secrets. So I can't wait to talk about all that stuff.
So I'm going to get to a few headlines here before we wrap this up.
Okay.
In the next week, you want to know everything that's closed for refurbishment in Disney World?
Sure.
Magic Kingdom, Splash Mountain is still down, but it's supposed to be back up February 28th. So happy for the people who are going to be doing Splash Mountain there. And I guess as of March, it will be back up. The Walt Disney World Railroad is still down. Did you get to ride the railroad mm-mm. on your first time? It's been closed every time I've been
yeah.
in my adult life. So I think that they had to shut it down for the Tron lights.
Have you ever been on a ride when it's broke down, like mid-ride?
Oh, yeah. I've never had to evacuate a ride.
Do you want to?
Yeah, at this point.
I
wouldn't want my first experience on the ride to be that, but
right.
now that I've done almost, I don't know if I've done all of them, but I've done most of the rides.
It's considered by many to be a badge of honor.
Yeah.
To have the evac.
It's interesting too when you've gone through pieces
it's kind of
that
like,
you wouldn't normally see.
It's like what it's kind of that same thing that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You get to see the secrets behind the scenes when they turn the lights on and you realize I thought I was in a boat
yep.
in a vast amount of water, but actually there's a place to walk right there.
And steps.
And,
you'll
yes.
see steps. If you look away from where your gaze is supposed to be headed, you can be evacuated from anything. Peter Pan
yeah.
is an interesting one.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've ever noticed, like, because you're flying through in this boat ship thing.
Yeah.
And as you go through, there are platforms of steps that you mm-hmm. would then walk down and then walk amongst. That would be a crazy one to yeah. see from not up above.
Yeah. And most of them, if they don't have to evac, but they have to, if they for some reason get shut down for a second, they actually make it part of the experience. Like, we were on Little Mermaid this past time mm-hmm. and it stopped in the middle. And Sebastian's voice comes on and says,
the human world is a mess.
The wicked sea witch is corrupt. Like,
so it stays in,
magic
stays in the
yeah,
theme.
So it stays in the theme. And then he comes back on as like, you know, it's, yeah. we're fixed it. And it almost
it
makes it sound like it's part of the ride, like almost like it was supposed to happen.
And, you know, like the Little Mermaid, too, is one of those that is a continuously boarding thing. They will have to stop it to allow people who need to transfer from a wheelchair or scooter or some circumstance. If they do need to pause it to allow someone to board, then you might get paused in the middle, which is probably why they have that with Sebastian, because yeah. it probably happens somewhat frequently. So the railroad in Magic Kingdom is down still, but they're... What the Tron light cycle run is being built. I can't wait. I cannot wait. You're not going to do that, are you?
I don't know. Is it?
It's going to be awesome.
Is it fast and scary?
No.
Because if it's fast and scary, I'm not
going
to do it.
Slow and subtle.
Probably is not. The castle open at Hollywood Studios yet?
The castle?
Aren't they the... What are the big theater that they're building there that's under construction for
just hold your horses.
2 years. We'll get we're getting there? Okay.
The Chinese theater?
Yes, that's
We'll talk about it in a minute.
Okay,
Epcot Test Track and the Test Track Symporium will be back open, if all goes to plan, on February 26th. So that was down. That was down for my trip that I took at the end of January, as well as Splash Mountain. But I was not going on Splash Mountain in the end of January. That was not happening. Cali River Rapids is down. They do a lot of these refurbishments on water rides in the winter. That makes sense. Like, who wants to get soaking wet? I literally was 45 degrees when we were there.
Really? So,
yep. It was. I said, I'm freezing, and this is weird, because I normally make my trips in the end of July, and it is not a problem at that point. It's like...
I wonder if that was even unseasonably cold even for December/January.
We were with my brother and sister-in-law who live in Jacksonville, Florida, and they just said it's schizophrenic. The weather just can do whatever. And then this past week, some of my other friends were down there, and it was 87. I'm like, 2 weeks?
Right.
From 40s to almost 90? I would have much rather been 87. Big announcement, brand new information here. Tony Colombo, Cinderella mm-hmm. Castle in Magic Kingdom will be undergoing a huge refurb soon. They're painting it. Did you know that?
I did.
You said that your wife and your teenage daughter got
into an argument about it.
How'd
I can
go?
Tell the story.
Yeah, tell it.
Yeah.
It's funny.
It is funny.
It's exactly what every mother and teenage daughter can relate to.
If anybody has ever experienced a teenage son or daughter, you probably know that they're always right and you're always wrong and stupid. And
I'm not in the teenage years yet, so I'm living vicariously through Tony's and his wife's stories.
Like I said, they only know about the December trip right now.
Mm-hmm.
And
do they know you're doing this podcast
read,
with me?
They do know that, yes, but they don't know
where to find it.
When it's, they know that when I'm doing it, they didn't know that it was starting today. And they
all right.
Yeah.
All
right. So, well, yeah. I won't tell them where to find it until they know about
gotcha.
This trip. But so she only knows about the December trip right now. And she read the news. My 16-year-old daughter read the news about the castle being refurbished. And she said, oh, this stinks because it's going to be messed up when we go. And my wife says, our trip is in December. And my daughter goes, I know, Mom. And they said that it's going to be shut down all summer. And my wife looks at her and goes, our trip is in December. And my daughter's eyes get real big and like she rolls her eyes and she says, Mom, it's going to be all summer.
Are you watching this whole thing?
And my wife just stops and just stares at her.
Like she's going to short circuit.
Yeah, and they're just staring at each other
for
a second. And then all of a sudden, my daughter's head like shakes real. And then she goes, I forgot what month it is.
You kind of want to know where
and
she
it was.
Was
like sweet victory for once. Like she was.
Did your wife take a victory lap on
that? Yeah, she was so positive that my wife
forgot,
was
I don't know
dumb
what month it
and
was.
Couldn't figure out how long the summer was. And yeah, so by December when we go, all of that will be over. And yeah, it was really, really funny.
Well, according
all summer.
Yeah, maybe if I speak louder and slower, like, what is wrong with you? Do you need to lay down? The Disney food blog reports that while Disney World centers around Magic Kingdom itself revolves around Cinderella Castle, the park's classic icon. In a statement just released by Disney Today, Cinderella Castle is about to get even more magical with a, quote, royal makeover. Which in Disney speak means it's about to undergo refurbishment. Disney went on to state, quote, you may notice this exciting work taking place as these stunning enhancements begin in the coming weeks, continuing through summer.
Summer.
But don't worry, we'll still get to catch.
In summer.
Exactly. All of our castle favorites like Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair and Happily Ever After. Those are the two shows that they have that are kind of centered around there. So mm-hmm.
You said they're painting it?
Yes. So it's... it's going to, the spires, or that's what you call them, right, are going to be a darker blue, and it's kind of almost got like a purplish hue to it as well. And some of the face, they're going to have like a gradient of pink, and then it's going to be trimmed in gold. So the 50th anniversary of Disney World is 2021, so they're going to add some things to the castle for that 50th anniversary, but they need to like fluff it up before they can add to it.
Gotcha.
And the pictures that I've seen, I think it looks pretty stunning. So I'm kind of excited to see what happens. I will be there in the summer, so I hope that like your daughter,
at the end of summer,
like your daughter's fear. I hope it'll be done.
Yeah,
by the time
I wonder if
we go
it'll
there.
Be done when we go at the end of August, early September.
Also from the Disney Food Blog, Disney World cast members get a first look at Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. So this is replacing the great movie ride that used to be in the Chinese Theater in Hollywood Studios. And I don't remember. I believe I rode on this ride when I went, because I like went and dug out all the photos that we had, all the Kodak. You got negatives flying everywhere.
Right.
I don't know what anybody ever does with those. But I think that we might have ridden that ride when it was originally there. But this will be the first ride to feature. This is crazy. Mickey and Minnie. Isn't that weird?
That is weird.
This is it. The Runaway Railway, which is really hard to say three times fast. It officially opens to guests on March 4th at Hollywood
I can't
Studios.
Believe that there's no other. I'm like racking my brain. Like, really?
No, there isn't. So the cast members are getting to take a preview. From what I understand, there are lots of positive reviews coming out. And it also shook up the FastPass tier system at Hollywood Studios. And now there are three rides in Tier 1. When I went at the end of January, basically, if it wasn't a show, it was in Tier 1.
Mm-hmm.
That made it kind of weird to schedule your Fast Passes because you had to go to two shows, unless you went to Star Tours, in order to meet your three initial Fast Pass obligations to get the 4th, 5th, and 6th, which could be Tier 1. But now it's Smuggler's Run, which is a Fast Pass now, which it wasn't when I was there in January. So that's happening now. Smuggler's Run, Slinky Dog, and Mickey's Runaway Railway will be the three in the top tier, and then everything else. So you get to go on Rock and Roller Coaster or Tower of Terror or any of the shows that you might want to go on. Those are all. And also Toy Story Mania, which is, I think,
fantastic.
A favorite of both of ours.
Yes. Slinky Dog Dash is pretty cool, too.
It is. It is. I saw somebody.
I hate roller coasters, and that was still kind of fun.
That's important information, because somebody message on a group that I follow on social media, and they're like, my 13-year-old is coming with me. It was a grandma. I was like, I don't know if Slinky Dog is too, you know, childish for
it's
my 13-year-old.
It's not a baby ride.
We took my 3-year-old on it, and halfway through, I'm like, I regret this decision.
Yeah.
And she was fine,
right.
And they're going to go back on it again this summer. But the thing about Slinky Dog is, if you
I
go
think
on,
it's worse than the Mine Train.
Well,
than Seven Dwarves Mine Train.
If you go on the Mine Train, if you go on Thunder Mountain at Magic Kingdom, those look like they're running on the ground. They're fast, and they
right.
swing and swoop or whatever. But Slinky Dog is a roller coaster that's high in the air. It looks like a roller coaster.
I think Slinky Dog is faster and has bigger drops.
Yeah.
Than Mine Train
super...
for sure. Maybe not the
Space Mountain?
No. You just said it. Seven Dwarfs Mine
Thunder
Train
Mountain.
And Thunder Mountain. Yep.
Mine Train to me is much more challenging than Thunder Mountain.
Really?
But, yeah. Thunder Mountain is like
I'm
relaxed.
Reversed. I think
because you're a wimp.
No, I think that, no.
you're
I think
not
the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is a lot easier than
yeah. Well, It does. Both of those rides too will make a significant difference if you sit in the front or the back. If you want an easier ride, if it's your first time and you're taking a little kid on it, sit closest to the front as you can. If you're like,
which is weird, because a lot of people think that sitting in the front is kind of the most scary thing because there's nobody in front of you, and it's like, but actually,
you get whipped around in the back more.
It feels a lot slower. And, yeah, it's way smoother in the front. It feels much faster and a lot jerkier in the back.
Yep. So last little bit of information here on the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway. Just around the corner, more details quickly emerging, including some exciting news about the two storylines that this attraction will feature. So it sounds like if you ride it twice, you might get two different experiences.
Oh, that's cool.
Which is another cool thing that Disney does. Like, I know Star Tours, I don't know how many they have, but you can ride Star Tours. They have like 11, 12, maybe even more stories, so that if you ride multiple times and they've added in newer characters, because Lord knows that there are 8 million new characters in Star Wars. You're a big fan.
We don't have to
talk about that.
Yeah.
And then the last story I have here, Epcot's just reduced its hours of operation on these 7 experiences. If you are going to Epcot anytime soon, it is under massive construction. There are walls up. They are reconfiguring the whole front part of the park. The World Showcase looks pretty much the same. There's not a whole lot going on there. But the front end, they're reconfiguring the whole thing. They're adding in the Guardians of the Galaxy roller coaster, which I'm excited about. I know some people are like Epcot purists and they're like, no roller coasters. And I'm like, no, put them everywhere. So that makes me happy.
Absolutely.
So this is also from the Disney Food Blog, which I highly recommend. DisneyFoodBlog.com. I know you watch it.
Yeah.
On YouTube.
The DFB channel.
Yes.
Yeah.
I watch it as well.
Mm-hmm.
It is, if you are just starting out planning or if you are maybe just starting out using YouTube for information, go subscribe to the Disney Food Blog. You will not be disappointed.
Lots of great information.
So they are reworking a lot of the front end of the park. Showtime's cut back for Canada far and wide. Sorry about that. Awesome Planet now open, and it will be until 8 p.m., so that closes an hour earlier. The Kidcot Fun Stops, this is kind of one of those things that we were talking about earlier, like this extra stuff that you can do.
Mm-hmm.
They have in Epcot, especially because Epcot, people tend to think it skews more older. They sell alcohol there in all the different World Showcase places, and it's more of a stroll and browse park than the other ones are, but there's still plenty of fun things to do. That's going to be the Kidcot Fun Stops will be, those are hands-on learning stations that are scattered throughout Epcot. They're going to stop now at 8 p.m. And Reflections of China, which is a show, we actually walked back into China this in January when I went with my husband because we hadn't taken the time to go in all these. You got little kids. It's like, that's not happening. We did that this time. And there's a Reflections of China Circle Vision 360-degree film that's back in the China thing. The last showing will start at 8:15 p.m. And Impressions de France is going to, let's see, you'll only have from 6:30 to 8 p.m. to enjoy it. And the Beauty and the Beast sing-along, which I believe is a new addition to the France Pavilion in Epcot, the final performance for Beauty and the Beast sing-along will be at 6 p.m. instead of 7 p.m. So it sounds like they're trying to shut down things a little bit earlier right now in Epcot. But if there's anything that is consistent, it is change, which means if you're listening to this now or if you were listening to this 2 years from the time that we recorded this, forget everything we just said, basically. The phone will still be there, and people will still be talking on the phone, and people will there still be all these other different things that you can partake. But the news and the headlines, there are so many things that are constantly in flux and in change, and they're always building, and they're always expanding. So we're going to continue to bring you some of the stuff that will be consistent, but also some of the updates. Might be kind of fun to go back and listen, like, oh, this was Guardians of the Galaxy was going to be new, and Tron is going to be great and slow and subtle. Not so much. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
You have to do it.
You have to do it.
It's so fun. So to reiterate.
But warning, you're going to fall in love.
Yes, it's an obsession. The people who we work with here at the radio station and what we do for a living on the radio station has literally nothing to do with Disney. So this is like, this is the perfect chaser to the normal job that we have here. And once you get in and you get to be as genuine, like I've said to my husband, like, I didn't know how happy I could be. Like, I didn't know that I could be in this place with the kids. The kids are happy.
Yeah. Well, I say
my
kids are all 7 years apart. Right now they are, well, the 2 year old about to turn three, but they're 16, 9, and 2. And I can't think of anywhere else that I can take a 16-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 2-year-old and they all have the time of their life.
As do you and your wife.
As do, yes.
I mean, it's not a sac. Like, I thought the first time I went, I think you kind of had the same vibe. Like, yeah, we'll do it. We'll give it a shot. You don't, as an adult, I'll speak for myself. I didn't realize how truly enjoyable it would be for me as an early 30-something mother of three small kids. And it was amazing. Just amazing.
Yep.
And then you want to go back and you tell Erica, get me under this number and I'll go. And she's like, I'll be right back.
Yeah, we'll go twice this year. And now we're going twice this year.
Exactly. You can reach out to Erica to ask her questions. You don't have to book anything. She is a no pressure type of person.
No.
It's not going to be a hard sell.
Nope.
Maybe we should encourage her to be a little more hard sell. But she is not like that at all. She loves to talk about Disney. And you can reach out to her at Erica@magicexpeditions.com, E-R-I-K-A @magicexpeditions.com. Use her. Tony and I do, and I would say we've kind of moved into obsessive experts when it comes to certain things, but I still use her, and you do too.
I'll use her
we have friends who have done the same thing.
If we're going 20 years from now and I feel like I know every detail about Disney, I will still use Erica because she just makes it easier.
Yep. Absolutely. Well, thanks for listening this week to Tony and myself, Annie Fry, on the Main Street Cred series of the Pixie Dust podcast. We'll be back next week.
At Vistaprint, we know you've got that idea for your business, like the one that nails the trade show, levels up your brand, or makes your team say,
we're really doing this.
But an idea is just an idea until it's printed on
signage, giveaways, custom apparel.
Once it's
in my hands, on my team, out in the world,
then it's happening.
It's so happening.
Vistaprint has thousands of products, easy design tools, and real support to turn that idea into something possible. Print your possible with code NEW20 for 20% off your first order at Vistaprint.com.
What is Toyota affordability? It all starts with buying smart, and your Toyota dealer has great deals available to qualified customers on reliable cars and SUVs, including the redesigned RAV4, spacious Grand Highlander, sporty Camrys, and Corollas. It means driving for less with efficient hybrid and plug-in hybrid options available throughout the lineup, extending your overall driving range and delivering great MPGs, saving you money at the pump. And it means trading for more. Toyota is known for building long-lasting vehicles. And as the best resale value brand, according to Kelley Blue Book, your Toyota can be worth thousands more than average when it's time to trade in. That's Toyota affordability. Buy smart, drive for less, and trade for more. Shop Toyota.com or your local dealer for deals and details. Vehicle's projected resale value is specific to the 2026 model year. For more information, visit Kelley Blue Books, KBB.com. Toyota brand average resale value is 53% versus the average vehicle at 45%. Toyota, let's go places.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on AutoTrader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on AutoTrader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.